Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Martin here. Today we're going to do a story that was inspired by a post on the internet. I was scrolling through Threads the other day and I came across a post where a mother said that at bedtime, her son pretends to be a ninja sloth. I immediately thought, that would make a great bedtime story, and I started writing it in my head. So if you want to check them out, they're at the Twinstant Family on Threads, probably Instagram as well. You can find me at both of those places too. Anyways, thanks to everyone who's been leaving written reviews. It really makes a big difference for the podcast and other people finding us. If you want to check me out on Patreon, you can get some bonus episodes. I plan to do another one there very shortly, and I'll be putting all of the Wizardcraft stuff up there as well. If you've been listening the entire time, you might know that at one point I wrote an entire novel done as a first-person visualization about a character who travels into a video game. So if you want to check out that entire series, you can do that on my Patreon. You can't check out the entire thing yet, but I'm going to put up all the recordings that I already have very shortly. And after that, I'll record the rest because it's a project I really need to finish. Now, though, it's time to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in your bed, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. You get up, look around the room. You realize that you're sitting in the living room of the spaceship. You must have fallen asleep on the couch again. As you stretch and look out the window, you can see that you're floating over a brand new planet. You walk towards the window. You look outside, and you see a beautiful Earth-like planet, blue, green, and white. You can even see some artificial lights from the dark side of the planet. It must be some sort of advanced civilization. Spaceship, what's this planet? This is a planet where the inhabitants are all very intelligent sloths, Spaceship explains. Like the animal, the really slow-moving animal from Earth, you ask? Exactly, Spaceship responds. Well, we're gonna need to check that out. You jump into the control seat, and you begin flying the spaceship down through the atmosphere, and towards the planet itself. You press the button on the control panel that causes the spaceship to go completely invisible, undetectable by any inhabitants from the planet below you. Now, I think we're gonna need some sort of disguise, you say to Spaceship. I guess I could turn into a sloth myself. May I make another suggestion? Spaceship asks. Becoming a sloth would slow you down greatly, as sloths move at a very slow pace. Instead, you may find it more comfortable to choose the space armor approach. I can reprogram your space armor to take the form of a very realistic-looking sloth creature. Based on your current size and the size of the occupants of the planet, this should not be an issue. Well, that does sound like a better option. Understood, Spaceship responds. A cord shoots out of the spaceship's console and connects itself to your watch. There's a whole bunch of beeping and booping as a new program is downloaded to it. When it finishes, the cord detaches itself and retracts back into the console. You get up out of the control seat, and you walk to an open area inside the ship. You look down at your watch and you start flipping through the different screens, different options, until you come to the one with the big picture of a sloth. You press the button and suddenly the watch opens up. Little nanites, or miniature little robots, begin crawling out of the watch, covering your entire body, and solidifying themselves into an amazing sloth armor. An armor that makes you look exactly like a sloth. The view screen in the armor turns on, and you can see everything perfectly through the eyes of the sloth. You practice moving your arms and legs, and soon it becomes very comfortable to control this sloth armor. You start to get a sense of where your arms and legs are, and they begin to feel like your own. Spaceship lands in a huge clearing just outside a beautiful-looking sloth city. The back hatch opens up. You and, well, Changer, who's disguised himself as a little bird, walk out the back of the ship. You find yourself in a little forested area right beside the city. You walk to the edge of the forest and climb onto a sidewalk. You soon find yourself in a beautiful city that looks just like a human city back on Earth. Other than, there's sloths everywhere and there's strange poles that go from one area to the next. As you walk around, you see that instead of using crosswalks to cross the street, the sloths just jump up on little poles and very slowly scoot themselves across. If you had to name the biggest difference between this city and one back on Earth, other than the fact that everyone was a sloth, you'd probably have to say it was the pace of the city. Everything here just moves a little slower. The inhabitants walk down the street at a snail's pace, or a sloth's pace, I should probably say. The sloths even seem to have cars and motorcycles, but they seem to be programmed to go slower as well. It's almost as if the entire world is just in slow motion. As you approach the others, you decide to try to mimic this slow motion movement. Otherwise, you might stand out if you move at a normal speed. You slowly walk through the streets. Left foot. Right foot. It takes a really long time as you try to blend in with the other sloths. Slowly wave to them as they pass by. And continue your incredibly slow pace. You enter an area where there's a whole bunch of different food vendors. It's bustling with activity. There's sloths walking through the streets, climbing on the poles that connect the two sides of the street together. You smell something that is more amazing than any smell you've ever smelt. You follow your nose towards a vendor that's cooking the most amazing-looking fruit. It's rainbow-colored, and the scent that comes off of it makes your mouth water. "I'd like one of those," you tell the vendor. "Got it," the vendor says, slowly scooping up the fruit, putting it into a bowl, and passing it to you. You then realize that it's not going to be so easy to eat in this robot suit. You slowly head over to a nearby alleyway where you can open up the head of the robot suit and have a little bite to eat. You hide over in a corner and you try the food. it's just as amazing as it smelled. The flavor starts with your tongue, but passes through your whole body. You get a shiver up your spine. It's so good. Wow. You eat the entire thing until you hear some sort of strange noise coming from further down in the alley.
"What are you doing here?" the voice says, painfully slowly.
I'm just having a bite to eat," you respond, quickly closing the robot hood and looking back towards the other person. You see a gang of giant, very muscular sloths slowly walk out of the alleyway. Without describing them in too much detail, they basically resemble the most stereotypical sloth gang your imagination can put in there.
"This is our alleyway. You're not welcome," the leader of the sloth gang says.
The gang slowly moves towards you. You're not too worried because at this pace you could basically run circles around them before they could even move. Just as the leader of the gang gets close enough to you to possibly reach out, his hand slowly forms itself into a fist. He draws his arm back at a painfully slow speed and starts punching with all the force he can muster. You have literally 30 seconds to dodge the punch. You watch it as it comes slowly closer to your face, and you just gracefully move out of the way, push the fist to the side, and step beside the man. The man falls over on the ground. The gang slowly turns towards you, and the leader says,
"Get 'em, boys."
The sloths turn in your direction. Again, completely non-intimidating because they're sloths and they move at really, really slow speeds. And then you hear some other voice.
"What are you doing here in my city?" the voice says.
You look up towards the rooftops, and standing directly on top of one of them is the most ninja-looking sloth you've ever seen in your life. Swords at his back, a belt full of ninja stars, size nunchucks, and of course the dark black garb wrapping around his entire body and his sloth face. The sloth slowly climbs onto one of the poles, and then he slowly descends down the pole, hangs his legs down, and drops right between you and the gang of sloths that's about to attack you.
"Your terror has ruled the city for too long," the ninja sloth says, slowly moving himself into a perfect sloth fighting stance, with one paw further in the front than the other, and both kind of curled up to make a crane-like shape.
"Get 'em, boys," the other sloth gang leader says.
What ensues is an absolutely strange-looking, slow-motion battle. You can watch every single second of it. And the sloth ninja has incredible technique. I mean, he's just as slow as other sloths, but you can really appreciate the technique at this speed. He perfectly moves his arms up to block any strikes that go in his direction, spins around, sweeps their legs from under them, making the sloths fall onto the ground, one by one. And then, with some sort of slow-motion flicking move, he strikes each of them in a very particular place. Each time one of them's hit with this special technique, they instantly fall asleep. "That was amazing," you say to the sloth. The sloth slowly spins around to look at you, his fighting stance still up, still on guard. "Who are you?" the sloth says. He looks at you with a look that says he knows that something's up. And then he attacks. The sloth raises his right hand up in the air, forming it into a perfect sloth karate chop, and moves the chop down towards you. You have plenty of time, and I mean plenty of time here, to duck underneath the chop, move to the side, and flick the ninja sloth in the nose with your fingers. "Hey, that's not nice," the ninja sloth says. The ninja sloth then turns towards you again. He slowly lifts one of his legs up into a crane position of some kind, and raises his other two hands up into the air. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Karate Kid, but if you have, you can imagine exactly the pose I'm talking about. He slowly lifts his one knee up in the air, and somehow he seems to even jump slowly, the other leg coming up off the ground and kicking straight up towards your face. Again, you just kind of step out of the way and flick him on the nose. "What is this technique?" the sloth says. "You are faster than any sloth I know." Oh, yeah. Well, that's because I'm not a sloth, you say. You press a button on the top of your head that causes the mechanical sloth head to fold back in either direction, revealing your actual head.
"What's this?" the sloth says.
The sloth's face slowly contorts into one of absolute shock. And then he just kind of faints. He faints out of shock. Looking around you, there's now four different sloths sleeping on the ground. In the distance, you hear other sloth voices approaching. They must have heard something, you realize. You look around you and you see a series of poles leading in all different directions. You put your sloth armor back on properly, and you jump up on one of the poles, shimmying yourself quickly up towards the rooftop. As you climb up onto the rooftop, you walk towards the edge. Spaceship, I could use a pickup. I've gotten myself into a little bit of trouble here, you say. Spaceship flies over towards you, still completely invisible. And, as if out of nowhere, the door to the ship opens up. You walk on board, and Spaceship immediately lifts up off the ground, heads through the atmosphere, and back out into space. You press the button on your watch, causing your spacesuit to turn back into little tiny robots that crawl their way inside your watch once again. "That was really strange," you say to Spaceship. "I mean, it's as if they live in a completely different time zone. And they're more violent than I thought sloths would be. They're just kind of slow about it." Understood, spaceship says, not helpful in any way. You sit down on the couch that you woke up on this morning, and you lay your head back on it once again. You find a blanket perfectly folded over the top of it. You pull it down over top of yourself, and you allow your heavy eyes to close. With each out-breath, you allow yourself to sink down deeper and deeper into the mattress. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. And as you go, your mind begins to wander off to thoughts of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.